Welcome to Life After Bay, the podcast for all life and love forms of Arcadia Bay and beyond. I'm your host Martin, as known as It's Me, Maxine. So finally I made it and I interviewed a cosplayer. I'm so glad Max, as known as Reltra Cosplay, joined me on this episode. And even the commissioned cover art from Nico Deer I had in my pocket for 2 years fits so good to them that it feels like destiny. Their Catra cosplay is amazing. So back to Life is Strange. We talk about everything Life is Strange, of course, and the great community behind it. It was such a nice talk and I'm looking forward to all the new art and cosplay projects, especially for the Halloween art of them in the future. Check them out on their Instagram and YouTube channel. You can find all the links to the cosplayers, art projects and all the other stuff we talked about in the show notes. So without further ado, here comes the interview with Max. Welcome to the podcast again. And this time I have a new guest, a special guest. It's Max, as known as Reltra Cosplay. Welcome them to the show. And please give a short introduction about yourself.
Hi, my name is Max. And I'm a cosplayer and content creator. I mostly do stuff on Instagram and YouTube. And I do many different fandoms, but among them is Life is Strange.
So I think your cosplay name is a little bit special. It's Reltra. So what is the story behind your cosplay name?
So I like outer space and galaxies and stuff like that. Like, I'm studying to be a exobiologist. So everything in English was taken for anything to do with like terms of astronomy and everything like that. I was playing Overwatch at the time, and I liked Moira and Mercy, and I was thinking, well, maybe I could try and find something in a different language. So I went with Old Irish Gaelic because of Moira, and I found something that was not taken, but no one ever knows how to pronounce it.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, nice story. Yeah, of course, this podcast is all about Life is Strange, and I mostly knew you, but we'll come later to it, your cosplay of Life is Strange. Mm-hmm. So when and how you got into the video game franchise Life is Strange?
I first started because I watched a playthrough of it on YouTube. I watched Jacksepticeye's playthrough for Life is Strange, and I just really liked the game so much, I went out and bought a computer to play it on my own.
Okay.
Yeah, and I think that was around 2017 when I got into the game. Okay. Yeah, a couple years after it came out.
Okay. So when you played it back then, so I think, okay, it's now 6 years ago. So what was so special about it for you?
I really liked the characters and the story. The characters were very relatable to me, and the story was interesting because, like, you know, I like space and stuff. So the chaos theory going on in the background was a very interesting concept for me, and like time travel.
Mm-hmm. Was there something like some people say like life changing moment during the games, or maybe after the you played Life is Strange?
For me, probably it wasn't like super life-changing, but I was going through a rough time like the next year, and the game was there for me as like a source of comfort throughout that time, and it was something constant that I could go back to and keep playing, and to an extent like go off into my own little world and forget what was kind of happening.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, I understand, yeah. Then most people like get into the fandom and community after a while. So how and when did you get into the fandom then?
I'm not so much into the fandom per se, but mm-hmm. I guess content creation would be part of the fandom. Chloe Price was my first cosplay back in 2017. So that's when I got into the fandom.
you mostly were, I think we come later to it, how you started your cosplay. And when you were in the fandom, even if it was only as a content creator, so what do you like most about the fandom then?
I like seeing other people's cosplay and their art that they create, whether it be digital art, traditional art, music, videos. Just everyone is so creative and I love it.
Mm-hmm. That's true, yeah. I think you mentioned it already. I think you're mostly on YouTube and Instagram, or what are your favorite platforms?
Probably use Instagram the most. I've been taking a break from doing cosplay for a while, but I use Instagram the most definitely for photos.
Mostly you get, I think, also input or new ideas from YouTube and Instagram.
Yeah. I see other people's cosplay and be like, that's a cool idea.
Is there anything you like the most of the fandom? So something except maybe cosplay. So you mentioned drawings.
Yeah, I really like watching people's cosplay music videos because that's something that I'm personally super interested in making as well. Mm-hmm. And I like to see like all their different camera angles and what stories they choose to portray during the video, like what music they choose.
I have to admit that CMVs, I didn't know the term before I played Life is Strange, but I have to admit that I'm a little bit older and I've seen it with my daughter, but not myself. And I'm absolutely stunned with this cosplay music videos. I think it's a lot of work and kudos to everyone, including you, doing this.
I tend to split screen myself for a lot of them. So it's an insane amount of work because I'm playing all the parts.
Mm-hmm. Sure. When you're doing all the stuff alone. Yeah. Okay. Coming to the cosplay. I'm sure I know you mostly for cosplaying. Did you get into cosplaying when you started Life is Strange, or did you do it before?
I hadn't cosplayed before. It was an idea that I was thinking about with some friends in high school previously, but never really had the chance to start to cosplay or the money to. But when Life is Strange, I started playing that. Chloe's outfit was just so simple that I could just buy random things off of Amazon or thrift things to get it. And so that's why she was my first one. And now I tend to make more of my cosplays than buy them. But it was just so easy to buy just her t-shirt or whatever.
Yeah, I'm totally amazed by it. I think you made a lot of stuff yourself, I think. I've only seen some stuff you made, but I think it's a lot of work to do it yourself, so not buy it from a shop.
Yeah, in particular, my Catra cosplays are almost 100% handmade.
Mm-hmm. They're amazing.
Thank you.
After that, you started cosplaying Life is Strange, or was there other projects during that time?
I've cosplayed from She-Ra, My Hero Academia. More recent ones, I cosplayed Howl from Howl's Moving Castle recently, and that one was really fun.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hoping to do some more for Howl and Black Butler this year.
I have to admit, I don't know Black Butler, I think.
It's an older anime. A new season's coming out, though, so time to content create for it.
Maybe I have to check with my daughter because I'm not so into anime or manga. And
it's a good one.
Okay. I think you cosplayed not only X and Chloe.
Yeah, I also do Rachel and Steph, and I have pieces of Alex's cosplay, but I haven't done like a full cos test for her yet.
Oh, but you didn't upload it yet.
No. No, I want a new wig. I don't like the wig I have.
Ah, so okay.
Yeah.
Currently, you said you would take a hiatus or take a break?
Yeah. Back in 2021, my partner at the time just really didn't want to do much of cosplay that I wanted to do. They only wanted to do My Hero Academia, and so that's all that we did. And then I moved very unexpectedly, and all my cosplay stuff ended up in a storage unit. And so now I have it, but it's a mess. And I'm switching rooms in my house actually this month. So I'll have a lot more space and time after that to cosplay again, finally.
Oh, okay. That sounds cool. Okay. currently, so you have, as you said, you have ideas for new projects mm-hmm. and new cosplays.
Yep. Yeah, I'm doing something with Black Butler. I don't know what yet.
No, it's okay. It's absolutely fine. So anything you would announce now, or would you say, okay, I will announce it when I have?
I'm working on a My Hero Academia Halloween music video, as well as a Hocus Pocus Sanderson Sisters music video that I'm going to be filming between September and October, and a bunch of like Halloween set photo shoots. So my mom is painting a room in our house, mm-hmm. and I have to go to a hotel for like 4 days. And so I'm going to use that entire 4 day block to shoot hotel room photo shoots.
Ah, okay. So new upcoming stuff. So, yeah, we'll see. Okay. So, I've seen that you have Patreon, I think, and Ko-fi. Is there, how is it going on Patreon and Ko-fi?
I don't really use Ko-fi, but my Patreon, I'm trying to get back mm-hmm. to, because once I have those photo shoots up, they'll be going on Patreon. I put the full mm-hmm. photo shoot up on Patreon and some like teasers on my Instagram is how that goes. Mm-hmm. And then, but my Patreon is age restricted to 18+ because I do not say for work photo shoots.
Okay. As you said, so are there any limitations for you or no goals for cosplaying or?
Anything illegal would be a no-go for yeah. sure.
That's for sure.
Yeah. But like also I am 28, but I look like I'm mm-hmm. underage. And so okay. I try and stay away from things that would look pedophilic.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Cause that's definitely a no-go. Yeah, like for Black Butler, anything romantic between CL and Sebastian would be a definite hard no. Yeah, CL is 12 and Sebastian is a undetermined age demon.
Ah, okay, yeah. Okay, I understand. Okay, yeah, that's for sure, yeah. Is there a dream you have, what you would like to build or cosplay or who you like to work with?
Not really a cosplay build, but I would love to work with like Akakos and Inspector Lemon cosplay on a video and pick apart their brains on how they shoot their CMVs, because they look so good. Like everything okay. about it is so good and professional.
Okay. So I have to admit, I don't know them.
They're on Instagram.
What's the exact name?
Akakos and Inspector Lemon cosplay. I believe they're also on Twitter and Inspector Koss on YouTube.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Maybe I have to give it a try. So, but I think maybe they're doing some different fandoms.
Yeah, they don't do anything with Life is Strange, but their cosplay is mm-hmm. top tier. They're also super sweet. Okay. I've met them at a convention before.
Ah, okay. Yeah, cool. So talking about Life is Strange and your cosplay projects, how did you get the ideas for your projects like Life is Strange or like Catra cosplay or anything like you made?
Well, when I first started cosplay, I'll admit, I also did not know what a CMV was until I found this YouTube channel called Cacophony in Discord. And they did back when Life is Strange was super popular, they did a bunch of Life is Strange music videos mm-hmm. and I started watching them all. And I'm like, that looks like so much fun. I also want to do this. So they are kind of what started me in doing CMVs in the first place.
For sure. I know this channel. I think it's very popular and well, maybe back then, I'm not sure.
Yeah. She doesn't use YouTube as much anymore. She plays games on Twitch. Now I still follow Danny and Hunter.
Currently you're working on your own, this is correct or okay, so anything planned there or as it comes or if you meet anyone?
I take costumes on commission for my job, so
okay,
yeah, it's kind of like whenever I get an order, which does give me more time to work on my own stuff. So that's good.
Mm-hmm. So that's also your job, so as I understand. So, okay. But it's official job business. So when someone says commission, then...
Well, my commissions are currently closed right now. So it's when I open for them. I'm working on my backlog that I've already taken.
Yeah, I can imagine it's a lot of work.
Yeah.
It's not like... even if we talk about drawings, or they are also a lot of work, but maybe it's a lot of more work to do with cosplay.
Yeah.
Stuff. So, as I said, you will be posting or planning new cosplays. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, talking about the community part, how is the community doing in for you when you look at your YouTube channel and Patreon?
I would like to find more of the Life is Strange community, because it seems like everyone's scattered mostly since it's an older game.
Hmm.
Yeah. My Life is Strange content doesn't usually get a lot of interaction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
So, yeah, sure, it's an older game, and maybe has some new... new fans with True Colors or stuff like that. But you're right. Yeah, it's a little bit different. This was also for me as I began in the fandom. I think I think Discord was back then my starting point.
Cosplay and art contest that the devs ran a couple months ago was pretty cool, though.
So who did that?
The devs for Life is Strange. They ran cosplay and art contest to win copies of the remastered versions of the game. Wow. Although I might be biased because my photographer entered me and another cosplayer in one of the photos he edited, and we won.
Congratulations. Okay.
Yeah, we won. I think it was first place. So I got the game for free.
Okay. So I missed that. Sorry for that. Yeah, cool. I didn't know that. Okay. But as you said, in the meantime, I think it has a little bit cooled down. So there aren't much bigger events like, as you said.
Yeah. I'm sure if they put out another game after True Colors that it's going to grow in popularity again.
Mm-hmm. But we'll have to wait for it.
Oh, yeah. It's going to take a while. It takes a long time to make games like that.
Yeah, that's sure. As you said, you already mentioned that some cosplayers you like to work with or who you find interesting. Mm-hmm. So is there anything, any other maybe channels or people you want to mention that maybe not so high rated?
I think they're the two biggest ones that I actually follow mostly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. On Instagram, Arcadia Brat does a lot of Life is Strange content.
Yeah, that's true. I think the Wonder Twins.
I know that they've started doing videos as well recently, but I haven't had a chance to watch any yet.
Yeah, if we are talking about the same cosplayer team, they call themselves, I think, Max and Chloe. And then you have to watch them, watch the videos. They are really good. Mm-hmm. I think it's also, you mean the interactive stories from them?
I believe so, yes, yeah.
Yes, yes. Yeah, it's absolutely great. So if you haven't done it, then, maybe I know more than you did.
Yeah.
That's okay. Let's sell them. Talking again about the community, as you said, the feedback is not that much because the fandom is not so big or not big anymore. So, but when you get feedback, how's the feedback?
Usually positive, yeah. I have a couple of people who actually really enjoy my Life is Strange CMVs. And when I used to stream the games, I had few people who would come in and stay for the whole video.
Mm-hmm.
I plan on, once I get a new computer, streaming finally True Colors, because I haven't had a chance to yet, even though the game's older now.
Okay, but you played.
Oh, I've played True Colors like 5 times. It's not going to be a blind playthrough.
Okay, 5 times. Yeah. Okay. Nice.
Yeah, I go crazy over these games. I've 100%ed the first game.
Okay. So you already played Before the Storm?
Yes. I've played all of them. Yeah, including Captain Spirit.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, nice. Okay. Of course, a true fan.
Yeah. Of
I sometimes ask critical questions about Life is Strange, maybe also in the light of when the game was mm-hmm. developed. When looking at it now, okay, now we have with True Colors, we have people of color as a leading protagonist. Mm-hmm. But back then, I think, talking about the first Life is Strange, Life is Strange 1, we not have many people of color there. So when you look at it back from now, what do you think, what topics are missing or what could have been developed more and from the old Life is Strange?
I think having Max as a white person as the main character wasn't really that big of an issue because both Life is Strange 2 and True Colors have the main protagonist as a person of color. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think that they did good with representation in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's absolutely okay. I think some people were controversial about the depiction of disabled people when and Chloe is in the wheelchair. I think it's half and half, but yeah, there was a controversy there. Yeah, that's true. With Life is Strange 2 and True Colors, we have...
Yeah, they could definitely add in some more disabled characters because you don't really see them during the Life is Strange universe.
Mm-hmm, that's true. What is, I think, also controversial is, and it's not fully confirmed by the developers, is that Max could be neurodiverse, but not neurotypical. So, but this is, I think, as everything, Max is more like a blank slate, and everyone could, imagine what they want to. What is good, I think.
Yeah, I think that's the thing with all of the main protagonists, and not even just in Life is Strange, but like any choice-based game. The main character has to be kind of like a blank slate so that you can put yourself in their shoes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true, yeah. But, which is cool, I think. And of course, we have CMVs, and of course, we have fanfiction, where everyone can... whatever, imagine what's possible and what's not done in the in the game itself. Yeah, as you said, you played also True Colors 5 times. So I know it's not fair, but when you compare Max, Chloe, and Sean with Life is Strange 2, so how was it for you to play the different characters?
After I played the original and Before the Storm, those were both really great. Mm-hmm. I personally did not like Life is Strange 2 as much, because when you're in a story-based game like this and it's choice-based, you kind of want to get to know all of the characters. But in Sean and Daniel's story, it didn't really matter per se, because the next episode you just met new people. Like, what you did in the one episode just didn't even matter, because it's a whole new story in the next episode. The only one that had actual consequences was episode 5. And I just didn't find it as interesting. So I was a little bit afraid to play True Colors after that, because I was so afraid it was going to be like that again, even though I knew we were going to be staying in Haven Springs. And I'm so glad I played it, because True Colors ended up being my favorite from the whole series. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It just, the story was so good, and it was faster paced than Life is Strange 1, but I think that did it well because it was more concise and to the point and didn't have lulls like Life is Strange 1 had the bottle minigame, and then episode 5 was mostly like the nightmare sequence. It didn't have any of that, and I was so happy that like the whole story came together nicer.
Yeah, true. Yeah, I think with Life is Strange 2, there are some, I think it's hardly comparable to Life is Strange 1 or True Colors. What I liked was, okay, maybe it's as you said, it's also depending. I think it's always depending on the current situation you are in and your surroundings. So when I played Life is Strange 2, my eldest son and my daughter were the same age as Sean and Daniel. And I always have to think about them when I played the game. And I wondered what they will do. That was, yeah, something special for me then. But everyone, I think, has a different...
It's about relatability. Like, can you relate to these characters?
Yeah.
And how will you relate to the characters in the world?
Well, as we said, that we have Sean and we have Alex, an Asian American woman. What was your reception? What players are saying when they heard that now we have, as you said, Max is of course white. Did you receive or any feedback from that, or did you hear anything? But because I have to admit, I didn't receive any bad feedback.
Yeah, I didn't really hear anything bad about her either. Everyone seemed to be pretty excited mm-hmm. to see her and about the game in general.
I think it's also because of the fandom, I think. I'm not sure if this would be in other fandoms. I'm not in other fandoms, I have to admit. But I think it's a very diverse and friendly, generally friendly fandom. So I think there are a lot of open-minded people.
Yeah.
And so I think, I'm not sure if it would be another fandom, if it would be the same.
The thing with fandoms is the bigger they get, the more bad people are in it. And because Life is Strange has such a smaller fan base compared to something like My Hero Academia, then there's a lot more good people than there are bad people. And it kind of like outweighs anything the bad people would say and covers it.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. I was actually in the announcement live stream in the chat. And everyone was just screaming about Life is Strange throughout the other games' announcements. They're like, okay, when Life is Strange, when? Life is Strange, when? And then there was one game that had Ashley Birch's voice actor in it. And everyone wasn't even caring about the game. They're just screaming Chloe down the chat. So, yeah, the game had a really good reception.
Yeah, sure. Her voice is, I think she voices a lot of characters.
Yeah, okay, she does.
Do you think there are any, speaking of it, any taboos or red lines in the fandom? Except maybe Warren. But
yeah, Warren and Elliot.
Yeah, Elliot, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, there's that. And then, of course, the issue of Jefferson and Frank both being with Rachel while she was underage. But like, it's one of the issues that they were tackling, and they didn't kind of like romanticize it in a good way, so that's good.
I think in the beginning, I wasn't there in the beginning of the fandom, but some say that there are people who are shipping Jefferson and Meg.
Yeah, they still do. It's not something I look at the content for.
Okay, but maybe that's always...
Yeah, that's always going to be a thing. If there's characters in something, it doesn't matter, people will ship them.
Yeah, I'm not... I have to admit, as I said, I'm not also not a big gamer, I have to admit. When you look at the gamer community... Do you think Life is Strange had an impact on the gamers community?
I think so, because a lot of like the big name gamers on YouTube did play Life is Strange. Even if they didn't play all the sequels, they did at least play the first game. So that's saying something, that a story-based game could get on their radar.
Yeah, that's true. Okay. I think we already talked about, as you said, you play Life is Strange 2 and Before the Storm. Did you play the remastered version already?
Played part of the remastered version. And I mean, I did get it for free on my Switch, but I paid for it with my own money before that on my computer. And the glitches are everywhere.
Okay.
Some of them are funny. Some of them are not. Like, I had the hospital scene in Before the Storm.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of Rachel being in the hospital bed and Chloe sitting next to her, they were just T-posing inside of each other's bodies in the bed.
Okay. I haven't played it yet. But I think, wasn't there any patch? Or
I think they were going to make a patch, and I don't know if they finished it yet. And so I'm kind of waiting for the patch to finish it. Because that's not the only glitch that I got. There was so many glitches and the lighting glitches and made them look like shadow demons in certain lights.
Oh, yeah, I've seen it on this.
Yeah. There was some of those glitches in True Colors, too. Like, Alex would suddenly T-pose sometimes, and the background characters would, too. Those glitches are kind of funny, though. Especially coming from me, who's played it like many times before. But if that was someone's first playthrough, that would be so bad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's
true, yeah. As you said, you like True Colors the most?
Yeah, that was my favorite story-wise.
Yeah, and that's cool. Because most people, I think, say the first one. But I think that's not true. But I have different idea. Have you guessed that what's totally different from Life is Strange 2 to True Colors? I like that. So that not most of the people say Life is Strange 1, that that they are, even the newer ones have their own. That's cool.
I also really liked the True Colors DLC Wavelengths with Steph, but I mean, I'm also a Steph stan, so.
But you haven't cosplayed her, or did you know?
I have, just not as much.
Mm-hmm.
I need to finish Alex's cosplay before I even try and do like CMVs, so I can split screen it.
Okay. Yeah. And I think we already talked about a little bit about your future plans and projects. So, any other future plans you want to share?
Not for me, but there is a fan-made game being made called Amber Alert, and you can find it on Instagram and stuff, and people should go support their project because it's a really cool game from what I've seen so far. It's going to take a while to complete, but once it's done, it's going to be really good. I auditioned to be one of the voice actors, so I have seen part of the script, and not going to say anything, but the script is really good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I've heard from the fan game, and I think I'm on their Discord even.
Yeah.
As you may know, I've interviewed Yannis, who's doing also a fan game called Life is Strange After the Storm.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure if you know it. I can send you the links later.
Yeah.
If you haven't heard about it. He's doing really cool stuff, but I think as he's doing it alone on his own, it's a lot of work. So
there was another one as well. It's kind of older, but their art style was really nice. It's a finished game called Love is Strange, and I've played through it, and it's a really good game.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, a lot of cool projects. When I entered the fandom, I haven't thought that there would be so much fan art. We are reaching the end of the podcast, and is there anything you want to say to the community, give advice for potential artists, or anything you want to share?
It's called cosplay for a reason. Have fun with it. Just do stuff that's fun with your cosplay and your art, and share it with everyone so we can see.
Yeah, I would like to have the guts to do it myself. So I would only do with my daughter here. I'm not sure. You are right. It's absolutely cool and the cool hobby. And not even hobby, but I think you're doing it for work.
Yeah, my main thing is have fun and don't care what anyone else thinks, because as long as you're having fun, that's what matters.
Yeah. Absolutely right, yeah. Thanks then for your time and the interview.
Thank you for having me.
I hope we see and hear maybe from you in the future, as you said. And I'm excited to see your new content.
Thank Take care.
Yeah, thanks. And see you in the future. Bye-bye.
All right, bye.
This episode will come to an end now. You can send in your questions you have via email, Twitter, or Discord to me. At the moment, I have no interview guests in the pipeline, so if you have any ideas or suggestions, just send them my way. Thanks for listening to my podcast and spread the word. See you soon in and around Acadia Bay, Puerto Lobos, or Haven. Yours truly, Martin.